This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. It says there, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. End of quote. We do face several types of suffering in our lives. This includes health, relationship, financial struggles and sufferings. Loneliness is another suffering. Betrayal, false accusations, evil words and actions are yet other forms of sufferings. An upright, committed, truthful and preacher and teacher of Jesus Christ ending up in jail is of course big suffering. It is a matter of shame. When Paul writes this letter, he was in prison. He says God has chosen and called him to be his missionary, to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He endured many sufferings in his life for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was physically and mentally abused by people. Truly, it is a matter of big suffering being locked up in prison and a matter of shame as well. However, Paul says he is not ashamed of it. There is a reason why he is not ashamed of it. He says he knows the one in whom he trusts. He did not say he knows what he trusts, but he said, but whom he trusts, referring to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is able to safely guard all that Paul had given him until that day. You see, if you have something valuable, we of course guard it safely, don't we? When we got a somewhat valuable silver rare coin a few years ago, you know what we did? We kept it safe in a safe box. Usually people keep very valuable things in safe custody or safe boxes. You see, what was valuable to Paul, he already gave to Jesus Christ for safeguarding. Now he says he's not worried, afraid, or ashamed because his Savior, Jesus, who saved him, is able to safely guard all that he has given him until that day. Until that day, maybe referring to the day of his departure from this world and the days after it, or it could be the day that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. We do not know for sure what he exactly meant by until that day. However, the contextual evidence is this. He gave to Jesus Christ his life and future. Paul gave him his future and his life fully and completely to Jesus Christ on the day of his conversion, when Jesus appeared to him on his way to Damascus to arrest the followers and believers in Jesus Christ. Beloved, did you give your life and future to Christ? If so, why are you feeling worried, afraid, or ashamed? Our insight says he will safeguard you perfectly until that day. Once you give yourself to Jesus, you see, he is not the kind of person who forgets, leaves, or ignores you. I do not know what are you worried or afraid about. However, it does not matter. Whatever it might be, you must give that to Jesus to safeguard it. Would you do it? You see, humanly it is hard to trust God in times of pain and suffering. But you must trust God and stay closer to him, although it may be hard. Alternatively, you may be even afraid in those times. That you may be afraid that you may not be fully committed to God through your attitudes and words. Loved ones, remember this. Jesus safeguards you perfectly secure, not based on your commitment or faithfulness. It is his powerful grace, strength, and unconditional love that safeguard you and your future. Do not even worry thinking you may fail or not be faithful. Come to Jesus. He remains faithful even when we are unfaithful because of our painful circumstances. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I am in pain and faced with severe testing and trials. As I heard it today, I give my worry and fear into your almighty hand. To you, my loving Lord, please safely guard me through it all. I know Jesus died for my sins, and he rose again to save me. I repent of my sins and turn to you for salvation and help. Please save me and bless me today. In the name of Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.